There are 278 state parks in California. Some are wilderness wonderlands. Others host the perfect spot for a family picnic. Still others showcase the state's history for visiting school children. In the thick of the latest budget crisis, the Parks Department has been told to cut $22 million over two fiscal years, and it's planning to do that by closing 70 parks. But that opens a can of worms. Which parks? Why? And at what cost? State lawmakers took up those questions yesterday. Molly Samuel has the story.
State legislators grilled Parks Department staff at a hearing in Sacramento, wondering if the department had weighed the iconic importance of some of the parks set to close before adding them to the list. Assemblyman Roger Dickinson, who chairs the Committee on Accountability and Administrative Review, asked the Parks Department to come back with more information, not just on the historical or environmental value of the parks, but the economic value, too.
Before we venture further down this particular road, we should make sure that the closure plan that has been described will produce meaningful savings.
About 50 park supporters gathered at the Capitol for a rally, then joined the hearing. Among them was Robert Hanna from Roseville, the great-great-grandson of John Muir.
When I saw the list come out, you know, I saw Mono Lake and a few of the others, and it was just kind of this minute where, you know, the neck hairs stood up and I knew I had to do something.
Mono Lake is actually one of several parks that could come off the closure list. State parks officials are working with the National Park Service to keep some recreation spots open, and some outside organizations are raising money to help keep parks open to the public. For the California Report, I'm Molly Samuel in Sacramento.